Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something, well, really quite important in respiratory health.
Yes, we are. It's about a new way to think about measuring severity in chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD.
Exactly, COPD. A huge issue globally, as you know. And figuring out how severe someone's case is, well, that's critical for treatment.
Absolutely. But it's not always easy to get that accurate picture.
And that's the core problem we're getting into today. We're basing this on a scientific article from Archivos de Bronconeumologia. It details a study out of China.
Right. And it explores a potential answer to a real challenge we face with current COPD assessment.
Which is?
Well, the standard method, the Goldie classification system, it relies very heavily on spirometry.
Okay, spirometry. Let's just quickly unpack that for listeners. That's the test where you blow really hard and fast into a machine.
That's the one. It measures how much air you can force out and how quickly. We get values like FEV1, the forced expiratory volume, in that first second.
But the key word there is force, right?
Right.
Exactly. And that's the hurdle. For a lot of patients, especially those with more severe COPD who are already struggling with significant shortness of breath, dyspnea, making that maximal forced effort, it's incredibly difficult. Sometimes it's just not possible for them to do it properly.
Right. So if you're too unwell, too breathless to do the test correctly, doctors might not get an accurate measure using that standard method.
Precisely. And that leaves a gap, you know, gap in understanding how severe their disease actually is, which naturally affects treatment choices.
Okay, so this is where the study comes in. It looks at a potential alternative.
Yes, something called impulse oscillometry, or IOS.
IOS. And how is that different? This sounds interesting.
It is. The big difference is IOS doesn't require that forceful blow. It measures airway resistance and reactance, things about how easily air moves during normal, quiet breathing.
Just normal breathing, like you and I are doing now.
Pretty much. You just breathe gently through a mouthpiece. The machine sends tiny pressure waves, pulses really, into your airways and measures how they bounce back.
Okay, so much less effort for the patient.
Much less. It gives information about airway mechanics without needing any forced maneuver.
In this study we're diving into, it used measurements from IOS to create a whole new way to classify COPD severity.
That's right. They call it SAIO, which stands for Staging of Airflow Obstruction by IOS.
It's AIO.
And the main goal of their study was to see if this SAIO classification, based on these, well, effortless IOS measurements, if it actually correlates with the things we usually associate with COPD severity, like symptoms, what doctors see on CT scans, and crucially, outcomes like acute exacerbations.
Those are the dangerous flare-ups, right? Often needing hospital visits.
Exactly. They wanted to know, can SAIO give us similar useful information to the traditional Goldie stages, but using a test that's easier on the patient?
Makes sense. So tell us about the study itself.
Okay. It was done in Guangdong province in China. They had over 800 patients diagnosed with COPD. And they gathered a lot of data symptom questionnaires, CT scans for imaging, and they followed these patients for 2 years to see who experienced those exacerbations.
2 years. Okay. Anything important about how they did the tests?
Yes. One key thing for the methods. They performed the IOS test before the spirometry.
Ah, why is that important?
To make sure the effort, the strain of doing the spirometry didn't somehow affect the results of the more passive IOS test done afterwards. It keeps the IOS measurement clean, so to speak.
Got it. So how do they create these SAO stages?
They set up four stages, stage 1, 2, 3, and 4, just like the Goldie system. But instead of FEV1, they based the stages on how far a patient's IOS results deviated from the expected normal values.
Okay, using statistics.
Yeah, they use something called Z-scores. Basically, how many standard deviations away from the average normal reading a patient's score was. They looked at three specific IOS parameters, R5, R5, R20, and X5.
Whoa, okay. R5, R5, R20, X5. Can you quickly break those down?
Sure. R5 is resistance at a low frequency, 5 hertz. It gives a sense of the total resistance in the airways, including the small ones way down in the lungs.
Okay, total resistance.
R5, R20 is the difference in resistance between that low frequency, 5 hertz, and a higher one, 20 hertz. This difference is thought to be particularly sensitive to what's happening in those peripheral, smaller airways.
Right, the smaller airways. Yeah. And X5.
X5 is reactance at 5 hertz. Reactance tells us about the elastic properties of the lungs and airways. Issues here can reflect things like air trapping, where air gets stuck in the lungs.
Air trapping. Okay, so higher Z scores for these mean more deviation from normal, suggesting more problems.
Generally, yes. A higher positive Z score for resistance or a more negative Z score for reactants like X5 indicates greater impairment.
So they use these Z-scores to put patients into SAIO stage 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then they compared that to the standard Goldie stages.
Exactly. They compared how well the SAO staging, using each of those three parameters, lined up with the traditional Goldie staging, which, remember, is based mostly on that FEV1 percentage.
How did they measure the agreement?
They used a statistic called the weighted Bangiwala B statistic. Think of it like a score from 0 to 1, where 1 means perfect agreement.
And what did they find?
Well, the agreement was pretty good. The B statistic was 0.68 for R5, 0.70 for R5-R20, and interestingly, a bit higher at 0.83 for X5.
Huh. So the SAIO staging based on X5, the reactance measure, showed the closest statistical alignment with the traditional Goldie D stages.
It did, in terms of pure statistical agreement. But here's where it gets really fascinating. While X5 showed the best agreement when they looked at how many patients landed in each stage.
Yeah, what do they see?
The SAIO classifications, especially the ones using R5 and R5-R20, the resistance measures actually put more patients into stages 3 and 4, the more severe categories.
More patients classified as severe using IOS compared to standard spirometry.
Yes, significantly more.
Why would that be? What's the thinking there?
The authors suggest it comes down to what parts of the lung each test is most sensitive to. R5 and R5-R20, as we said, are thought to be good at picking up changes in the small airways.
Okay, the tiny ones deep in the lungs.
Right. And problems can start there relatively early in COPD. FEV1, the spirometry measure for Goldie, is more heavily influenced by obstruction in the larger, more central airways.
I see. So you could have significant problems developing in the small airways.
Exactly. Problems that IOS, especially R5 and R5-R20, might detect.
Uh-huh.
But those problems might not yet be severe enough to cause a really big drop in FEV1 that would push someone into Gold stage 3 or heavy.
So IOS might be identifying severity based on small airway disease that FEV1 misses, or at least doesn't weight as heavily.
That seems to be the implication. It might be more sensitive to those earlier peripheral changes,
yeah,
which could explain why more patients landed in the severe SAIO stages using those resistance parameters.
That is a really key point. Okay, so it classifies differently, maybe picking up different aspects of the disease. But the big question is, did these SAIO stages actually mean anything clinically? Did they correlate with how patients felt or what their scans looked like?
Good question. And yes, largely they did. The study found that patients classified in SAIO stages 3rd and 4, regardless of which IOS parameter was used,
yeah,
they had significantly worse symptom scores. They used standard questionnaires, the MMRC for breathlessness, and the COT score for overall COPD impact.
Worse symptoms in higher SAIO stages. What about the imaging? The CT scans.
Same pattern. More severe abnormalities on imaging, specifically more evidence of emphysema, which is damage to the air sacs, and more air trapping.
And is that similar to what we see with the Goldie stages?
Yes, very similar. Higher Goldie stages are also clearly linked to worse symptoms, more emphysema, and more air trapping. So in that sense, SAIO performed comparably in distinguishing the more severe patients based on symptoms and imaging findings.
Any differences noted?
One slight nuance they mentioned was that unlike Goldie, they didn't find significant differences between SAIO stage 1 and stage 2 for symptoms or imaging in their analysis.
So maybe SAIO isn't quite as granular at the very mild end, based purely on symptoms and scans in the study?
That could be one interpretation. But, and this is critical, when they looked at predicting acute exacerbation.
The flare-ups.
Yes. Both classification systems, SAIO and Goldie, showed similar ability to predict risk.
How so?
They found that patients in the more severe SAIO stages 2, 3, and 4 had a significantly higher risk of having an exacerbation during those 2 years of follow-up compared to patients in SAIO stage 1.
How much higher was the risk? Can you give us a sense?
Yeah, they used incidence rate ratios, IRRs. An IRR over 1 means increased risk compared to the reference group, which was stage 1.
Okay.
For SAIO stages 2 through 4, the IRRs for having an exacerbation were somewhere between roughly 1.3 and almost 2.0, depending on the specific IOS parameter.
So a 30% to nearly 100% higher chance of a flare-up compared to stage I patients.
Correct. A substantial increase in risk for those in the higher SAIO stages.
And how did that compare to the risk prediction using the standard Goldie stages?
Very comparable. The pattern was similar for Goldie, with IRRs for exacerbations also increasing in stages 2 through 4 compared to stage I, ranging from about 1.5 to just over 2.0.
So bottom line, the SAIO staging seems to provide similar valuable information about who is more likely to have those dangerous exacerbations.
It really seems to, yes, despite being based on a different, easier test.
What about tracking lung function decline over time?
Mm-hmm.
Did higher SAIO stages predict faster decline?
That was an interesting finding. They actually found no significant difference in the rate of FIV1 decline over the 2 years among the different SAIO stages.
No difference. That seems a bit surprising. What about Goldie?
Curiously, with Goldie, they observed something slightly counterintuitive.
Mm.
The Goldie stage eyes patients actually had a faster rate of FEV1 decline than the Goldie stage 4 patients.
Faster decline in the mildest stage. How does that work?
Well, the authors mentioned a couple of possibilities. One is sometimes called the horse race effect or a floor effect. Patients starting with very, very low lung function, like in Goldie stage 4,
yeah,
they simply have less lung function left to lose quantitatively. So even if the disease is progressing, the absolute drop might seem smaller, or the rate of decline looks slower when measured against that already low baseline.
Okay. Like falling from the first floor versus the 10th floor, the impact looks different even if the speed is the same.
Kind of, and patients in milder stages start higher, so the same absolute drop looks like a faster percentage decline. They also wondered if the different way SAIO categorized patients might have mixed things up a bit regarding who declines faster.
So more research needed on long-term decline with SAIO.
Definitely. 2 years is informative, but not the whole story for decline.
Okay, let's try to pull this all together then. What are the really big takeaways from this research on the SAIO classification?
Well, first, the study suggests that this SAIO classification, using the effortless IOS test, lines up reasonably well overall with the traditional Goldie staging, especially when you look at the X5 parameter for agreement.
Right, good agreement.
But crucially, SAIO, particularly using the resistance measures R5 and R5-R20, seems to identify more people as being in the severe stages 3 and 4.
And the thinking is that's because IOS might be better at picking up those early changes in the small airways.
That's the hypothesis, yes. Changes that happen before FEV1 drops enough to flag them as severe by gold knee standards.
And clinically, what does SAIO tell us?
It seems pretty useful. Similar to Goldie, the SAIO classification was able to distinguish between the mildest stage and the more severe stages based on symptom severity, the amount of emphysema and air trapping seen on scans, and importantly, the risk of having an acute exacerbation over 2 years.
Okay, so this brings up a really practical point. If Goldie staging works reasonably well for many, why bother with a new system like SAO?
Well, the primary benefit, the real potential game changer highlighted here, comes back to the test itself. SAIO is based on IOS.
Which only needs quiet breathing.
Exactly. That makes it an incredibly valuable alternative, maybe even essential, for assessing COPD severity, specifically in those patients who find spirometry difficult or impossible.
You mean the ones who are too sick, too breathless?
Yes, that group. For them, getting accurate spirometry is a huge challenge. SAIO offers a way to get that crucial information about their disease severity, information doctors need for treatment decisions, which might have been very hard to get before.
So it fills a gap for a vulnerable patient population.
Precisely. It provides a reliable severity assessment option where the current standard might fail.
Now, the study is promising, but you mentioned limitations earlier. We should touch on those.
Absolutely. Always important. One key thing is that SAIO uses Z-scores, and the normal values used to calculate those scores can differ between ethnic groups.
Right. This study was done in China.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we definitely need studies in other populations, European, African, North American, etc., to validate these findings and potentially adjust reference values to make sure SAIO works reliably everywhere.
Makes sense. Anything else?
Also, while tracking exacerbations over 2 years is valuable, longer-term studies are needed to see if SAIO stages predict outcomes further down the road, like mortality risk.
Good points. Okay, so summing up the potential impact here.
This study puts forward SAIO as a very promising and patient-friendly way to stage COPD severity. It gives information on symptoms, imaging, and particularly exacerbation risk that seems largely comparable to the Goldie standard, especially for telling mild from more severe disease and predicting flare.
And its biggest plus is?
Its ease of use, making it accessible for patients who just can't manage spirometry.
So here's a thought to leave our listeners with. Considering that IOS is easier for patients, and it might be more sensitive to those early changes in the small airways, how could wider use of something like SAIO actually change COPD care in the future?
That's a great question. Could it lead to earlier detection for some, maybe identifying patients needing closer monitoring or different interventions sooner than we might with traditional methods alone?
Potentially classifying severity differently, maybe leading to earlier targeted treatments.
Yeah.
Definitely something to think about.